Today, a key Senate committee stood up to President Bush on the issue of tribunals for suspected terrorists. With four Republicans joining the Democrats, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved an alternative to the president's proposed rules. The alternative, offered by Chairman John Warner of Virginia, would restore the suspects' rights under the Geneva Convention and international law. The vote came after former Secretary of State Colin Powell sent a letter to one of the committee's senior Republican members. The former cabinet secretary and retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff took strong exception to the president's proposal, saying that it would undermine the moral basis for America's war on terror and backfire on U.S. troops overseas. The events interrupted a day when the president had expected to advance his bids for more authority in dealing with terror suspects. We have two reports, beginning with NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.
Former Secretary of State Colin Powell has been conspicuous by his silence since leaving the Bush administration at the end of 2004. But that silence ended today in a letter to one of the key senators in the struggle over the handling of detainees in the war on terror. Powell, in discussing what he sees as the administration's revision of the Geneva Conventions, wrote to Senator John McCain the following: "The world is beginning to doubt the moral basis of our fight against terrorism." He goes on to say, "To redefine Common Article 3 would add to those doubts. Furthermore, it would put our troops at risk." The letter, which the White House did not see in advance, landed like a bombshell in the midst of a day when the president had expected to advance his cause on the Hill. Mr. Bush started the day in a seemingly chipper mood. He paid an in-person visit to Republican House members on Capitol Hill to encourage them and to thank them for their support.
"I reminded them that the most important job of government is to protect the homeland. And yesterday, they advanced an important piece of legislation to do just that. I'll continue to work with members of the Congress to get the good legislation so we can do our duty. It's nice seeing you all. Thank you very much."
But within a couple of hours, the president was delivering a much sterner message. He was in the Oval Office with the president of South Korea when he had this response to a question about the Powell letter to McCain.
"It is very important for the American people to understand that in order to protect this country, we must be able to interrogate people who have information about future attacks. So the question I ask about any piece of legislation is, will the program provide legal clarity so that our professionals will feel comfortable about going forward with the program? That's what I'm going to ask. And I will resist any bill that does not enable this program to be go forward with legal clarity."
Keeping up the pressure on Congress, Press Secretary Tony Snow talked about how the CIA's once secret prisons, which the president confirmed last week, harvested information through interrogation of detainees that the president says prevented major terrorist attacks in the U.S. and elsewhere. Snow, quoting CIA Director Michael Hayden, said the bill the Senate is now considering would make such a program impossible by leaving uncertain the administration's right to conduct extraordinary interrogations.
"If you can't tell people what the rules are, the program can't go forward. And both sides say they want the program to go forward. And I think both sides would agree they want to figure out what the ground rules are."
The portion of Article 3 the White House considers too vague forbids what is termed inhuman and degrading treatment of prisoners. Snow insists that the president doesn't want to change the meaning, only define it better, so U.S. personnel know exactly what they can do, and so they won't be at risk of facing charges in international courts. That prompted this direct question to Snow about the letter written by Colin Powell to Senator McCain.
"Do you think that Colin Powell, a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is just confused about what you're trying to do?"
"Yes."
"And you think that he would write a letter like this without an understanding?"
"I don't know. It's interesting. We didn't hear from him, so I don't know."
Later in the briefing, Snow said he shouldn't have said Powell was confused, but he did say he thinks Powell's interpretation is wrong. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.